Maui had pretty much just completed its Maui Island plan when, in 2016, Alexander and Baldwin announced they would be giving up their sugar operations. That kind of caught people by surprise.
We never thought the cane burning would ever stop. And when it did, that was like a big, like, whoa, things can change.
Sierra Club member Claire Apana is also head of Malama Kakani Lua, a group protecting ancestral burials in central Maui's sand dunes, some of which are on A&B land.
Here is the chance for a new future.
Stan Franco is 74, born and raised Maui. He's the affordable housing co-chair for FACE, Faith Action for Community Equity on Maui.
Families were a lot of relationships. You know, when we have done family trees, we find, you know, I'm Portuguese, but we find Japanese and Filipinos and all kinds of intermarriage. So we were all connected. And that is breaking up now. And that's, to me, is the biggest sadness in my life.
How do you feel the changes? What kind of changes are you talking about?
Well, there's more crime here. There's, you know, I think there's more anger here because there's people not being able to afford to live. You know, they have to double up or triple up with grandpa and grandma or mom and dad. They're working many, many jobs. You know, kids are not being able to have parents, basically. You know, this is really destroying what we think of Hawaii as being. And it's a real sadness for me.
We want to stay ahead of the game.
Rob Weltman is the chair of Sierra Club Maui. He notes Alexander and Baldwin took a loss on sugar.
And even in the projections for leasing the current land to farmers, they're saying that this will not produce a profit. So if they can't produce a profit through agricultural leases, what will they do with the land? Well, at the end of 2017, Alexander and Baldwin converted into a real estate investment trust company, which means that their focus is on commercial development, office buildings, and shopping malls.
We have had Kmart close in the past year. We've had our Savers close in the past year.
Adrian Raff Corwin is the Sierra Club Maui group coordinator.
It's the same thing. You've got so much empty space in Lahaina and Kihei.
Hukilike no Maui members have devised a plan for about 5,000 of the 32,000 acres owned by A&B. It involves five conservation areas, the Pu'unene Sustainable Community, and the Hali'i Maile Agricultural and Affordable Housing Area.
We don't have a buyer lined up, but we want to make sure this conversation is out there publicly.
That's why Hukilike members, including Lucien Dene, presented their proposal to A&B shareholders last week.
Our presentation was very well received. Mm-hmm. This is actually completely consistent with actions that A&B has taken in the past.
Dene says two Maui mayors, Elmer Carvalho in the 70s and later Hannibal Tavares, negotiated with large landowners, including A&B, to get parcels. They then brokered deals with contractors and got affordable housing built. The units, however, reverted to market price after 10 years.
My generation, the millennial generation, we're putting off having kids because there's no security. It's very hard to plan and to think about having your own child, especially if you can't even leave your parents or your grandparents.
Next for Hukilike no Maui, formulating more detailed plans with farmers and potential affordable housing developers, looking for investors, and staying in touch with A&B officials. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.